8, Battle Creek, Michigan, early 1891. This account seems to be introduced with the words, November 21st during the night season, diary, page 321. Ellen White was in Brooklyn, New York on November 21st, but part of the account, at least, was written in Battle Creek, Michigan, for she speaks of the facilities here in Battle Creek, diary, page 323. Judging from the color of ink in the diary, it appears that after she wrote November 21st during the night season, Ellen White left the rest of that page, as well as the following page, blank, to be filled in later. She then used the top of page 323 for a brief entry for Friday, November 21st. On November 22nd, she skipped another page, page 324, and recorded her entry for the 22nd, Sabbath, at the top of page 325. At some point after her return to Battle Creek on December 30th, she returned to these largely blank pages, pages 321 to 326, and filled them up. Her comments seem to include descriptions of not one, but two night visions. I was specially moved upon by the Spirit of God. My soul had been drawn out in earnest supplication to God. I was distressed on account of the backsliding of His people. While lying in bed, unable to sleep because of the burden resting upon me, I was pleading with the Lord. I fell asleep, and in the night season I was taught of God. My guide said, I have a work for you to do. You must speak the words given you by the Lord. After these words have been spoken, your duty here is done. You are not required to enter into details before individuals, whatever may be their position or work, if they do not recognize the voice of God in the message He gives you to bear in His name. All your efforts to remove their doubts will be of no avail if they gather the clouds of darkness about their souls. If you enter into particulars, you weaken the message. It is not you speaking, but the Lord speaking through you. Those who want to know the will of God, who do not desire to follow their own will and judgment, will be easily entreated. They will be ready to discern the right way. The whys and wherefores are concealed from you, yet speak the words I give you, however painful it may be to you. The ways in which God leads His people are generally mysterious. You have asked to know God's way. Your supplication has been answered. God knows better than you do what is good and essential for His children. He never leads them otherwise than they would wish to be led if they were able to see as clearly as He does what they must do to establish characters that will fit them for the heavenly courts. The people whom God is leading must venture out upon His word. They must walk forward by faith. Truths have been committed to them which they must obey. The work of God is aggressive. No one can stand in a neutral position and yet be a soldier in the Lord's army. God would not have large expenditures made to enlarge the facilities here in Battle Creek. More is now located in Battle Creek than they have ability to manage wisely after God's order. The Lord's time to set things in order has fully come. There are men in positions of trust who have not had an experience in the leading out of this work. Therefore, these men should walk with humility and caution. In the night season, I was present in several councils, and there I heard words repeated by influential men to the effect that if the American Sentinel would drop the words Seventh-day Adventist from its columns and would say nothing about the Sabbath, the great men of the world would patronize it. It would become popular and do a larger work. This looked very pleasing. These men could not see why we could not affiliate with unbelievers and non-professors to make the American Sentinel a great success. I saw their countenances brighten, and they began to work on a policy to make the Sentinel a popular success. This policy is the first step in a succession of wrong steps. The principles which have been advocated in the American Sentinel are the very sum and substance of the advocacy of the Sabbath, and when men begin to talk of changing these principles, they are doing a work which it does not belong to them to do. Like Uzzah, they are attempting to steady the ark which belongs to God and is under His special supervision. Said my guide to those in these councils, "Who of the men among you have felt the burden of the cause from the first, and have accepted responsibilities under trying circumstances? Who has carried the burden of the work during the years of its existence? Who has practiced self-denial and self-sacrifice? The Lord made a place for His staunch servants, whose voices have been heard in warning. He carried forward His work before any of you put your hands to it, and He can and will find a place for the truth you would suppress. In the American Sentinel has been published the truth for this time. Take heed what you do. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it.